Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
Today is... You got it?
Yeah.
Hold on, it's like feeding... Bouncing back. Today's
October
1st.
October.
October 1st, 2020.
2020.
Wait, what's today's day? Wednesday. I'm fucked.
Thursday.
Thursday. We're a little late on this, but we're going to get around to it.
Yeah, we're a little behind on our power reviews, but
hectic.
We got to get back into them.
So, You're gonna lead the
all right. So this episode, it was Power Book 2 Ghost Season 1 Episode 4. It started out with Tariq came up with a new app to sell study guides and his drugstore, which is actually it was really smart with everything nowadays like Uber and DoorDash, and it was actually really smart. All you have to do is download the app and push this button. What did he say? It was like for math, it was weed. For chemistry, it was downers. For physics, it was uppers. Something like that.
Yeah.
And then he would give them like a study packet with it.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
So then he goes to, I guess he goes to Simon Stern to help him with his app.
So he thinks he's going to Simon Stern.
Yeah. And ends up meeting up with Stern's husband, which nobody even knew.
Yeah. He divorces his wife.
Yeah.
And he comes up with
a husband.
A younger... I guess I don't know what kind of ethnicity he is. He has a husband now.
Yeah.
So I was gonna hit it, but I ain't gonna do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's got a husband now, and he's like, I'm Simon Stern's husband, and any business goes through me.
Okay, so Simon Stern left his beautiful wife of 30 years
for a man.
For a man. So okay, so Simon Stern enjoys the brown penis.
So he ends up like. Tariq ends up doing a deal with Simon Stern behind Stern's back, and he ends up going into business with him. Like, don't tell Stern, and I'll give you 15% or something like that.
So they make a deal, and Simon Stern is new boy toy, and Tariq come up with a deal. I guess he's going to fund. Is he going to fund it?
I think that's what he went to for. He needed,
split
help.
It? Or?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what that was because he offered.
It was a deal.
Offered to give him 5% at first, and then the guy's like, oh, you need me. It's now 15%. And then he upped it to 15%.
Simon Stern's husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. It was a lot of, whatever. Teach his own.
Yeah.
But Simon Stern's husband. All right, keep rocking. Let's go. Keep pushing. What happens next?
Yeah, so then Nay, which is Mary J. Blige, sends her son Drew to go spy on Tariq at college to see how he's making all this money. Because she's like, well, I don't know what he's doing. He's doing it right. And he's coming up with all this money. Go keep an eye on him and see what he's doing. So Drew goes to the college. Follows him to art class.
His art class.
Yeah. Ends up meeting a guy and drawing pictures of him. Like,
bad genitals.
Ends up going back to his room.
Oh, God.
And Tariq sneaks out while they're in the middle of their love affair.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Tariq knew that he was going to go smash that kid?
I don't know. I don't think so. But he saw he was busy and he's like, this is my opportunity to leave. Because he's like, what did Monet send you to spy on me?
But since they got Tariq thinking that, they got us thinking that Tariq knows everything. So,
right.
So did Tariq...
like Ghost, yeah.
Yeah, did Tariq know that...
he was going to like that guy.
Drew
and he
was
like,
going to...
intentionally set him off with that guy.
did Tariq hook Drew up with his art partner?
Maybe.
/ bad genitals.
Well, now I feel like Drew's going to want to go to college. And so is... So is the daughter, Diana.
Mm. Well, she already wants to go.
She wants to go to college. Mm-hmm. But she wants to go to college to smash Tariq.
Like she has to go to college to
she
smash
does,
Tariq.
She does, because her mom's got her on lockdown. She's not allowed to leave the house without her mom knowing exactly where she's going. Her mom won't let her go to college right now. But she definitely wants to go to college to smash Tariq. When she had to go bring him his supply to re-up. She's like, I had to get away. I couldn't wait to get here to do this. And starts making out with him.
All right. That's Tariq's third girl.
Yeah.
It's third or second? No, third. He has three of them.
Yeah, he's definitely in the love triangle.
It's like, is it a triangle or rectangle or square?
Well, I think it's only two right now. The girl he was getting the drugs from before is gone.
It's the student. It's the student.
And her.
And then it's the hood
Diana,
rat.
Diana, yeah. No, the girl he was getting the drugs from, we haven't seen her. Now he's getting the drugs from Monet. He doesn't need her anymore.
Plus, I think this the sex addicted teacher wants to give Tariq some cheeks.
I know. I think so too. I think the sex addicted teacher
wants his ghost, shall I say? Wait, hold on. What did Tate say about ghosts to the pet?
He said.
Ghost beat
James St. Patrick was a murdering, lying drug dealer who fucked all around town and put hands on his wife.
That's Tariq. Tariq St. Patrick is a murdering, lying drug dealer.
Who fucks around town
and puts hands on his fucking... puts his hands on his dad. So, all right, let's rock.
All right, so we'll get into, before we get back to the recap, let's get into our question of the day.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, let's jump
right
to it.
I don't think it's a question.
What is the question?
It's kind of like, all right, we can call it a question.
Is Kane Kanan's son?
No. Oh, yeah, that's what I would say. I think that Kane is Mary J's, but Kanan's son. I don't. He's clearly not the him and Drew got different dads. That's clear.
Yeah, the kids don't look alike. The way she's overprotective of her daughter and Drew, is you think that they are. I didn't even think she was his mom because she's super overprotective of the other two, like super overprotective. What? And she just looks at him like he's a thug. She just brings him in. He's the bodyguard. He's just the killer. Mm-hmm. Like. She brings him in to do the dirty work, but the other two are precious and need to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't even sure if she was his mom. I thought maybe, like, I think maybe he might end up being adopted. Or that's his aunt or something that.
That's his mom.
He just calls her mom because he's been raising her since blood. But I don't know if she treats him differently.
That's his mom. But I don't think he's an actual Tahata. Maybe he was adopted by El Senor...
The guy in jail.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Mary J's husband.
Yeah.
I think that somehow Kane and Kanan, I think that Mary J had something going on. Remember, they're all from Queens. Had something going on with Kanan.
Yeah.
And
that's possible. Because...
Kanan had a kid, an illegitimate kid.
Well, we know that.
Before he had Sean,
yeah.
Or
Esther, around the same time, whatever.
Whatever, yeah. And then she ends up falling in love with, because she clearly has no issue with cheating.
No.
Because she's sleeping with the police officer.
Ramirez,
and she still has her husband in prison.
Yeah.
Who she has conjugal visits with.
Yeah.
So there's
she's
no
sleeping
excuse.
Sleeping with also, yeah.
So you can say, I needed sex.
Yeah.
Now, you're still smashing him, smashing her. And so, okay, so that's my theory. I think that Kanan is the father of Kane, and yet
I didn't think about
Lord
it.
Lord Tahata, just like, you know, this is my woman. Blah, blah, blah,
I've been raising their kids since he was little.
I don't care if he's mine or not.
But not even that. Like, he looks at the kids differently. Like, remember, I think it's last
episode
when she went
there
to have a conjugal visit. And then she was like, he's like, you got to get Drew ready to take over the business.
He's gonna
she's
give
like,
it
why
to...
Drew?
Yeah.
Not Kane? And he's like, no, not Kane. Kane doesn't have the brain smarts for it. It's got
to
be Drew.
He wants to leave the business to Drew and not Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think that's some stepdaddy shit. Or you know, this kid's not yours.
Yeah.
Not to mention.
And not just that, but they look at him differently. Like, she treats her other two kids way different than she treats him. Way different. He even asked her, like, when she sent Drew to the college to go check on Tariq, like, what are you sending him for? And she's like, because that's not, like, you, that's not your your place.
Not
like,
your lane.
You're part of the team, and every team member has their place, and that's not your place to be. And he got mad and jealous of that. So I didn't think so at first. I'm like, when he first said it, I'm like, no way. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? He's not like the other two. Diana and Drew are proper and well-educated, and, you know, they're not thugs. And he's a thug. He's like their bodyguard, their killer.
Yeah.
Just have exactly what Kane was.
Yep.
He's just Kanan. Like Kane.
He's definitely what Kanan was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the muscle, the bodyguard.
He's not like his brother
collector.
And sister at all. Yeah.
Just like Monet
mm-hmm.
said, like you're good at, you know, beating people up,
right.
Staying in your lane.
Yes.
So
that's your job as part of this team. Like
he's like, we're supposed to be a team. So yeah. That's what I think, or that's a question. So people can leave it in the comments, please do. If you guys think I'm bugging, and I'm holding on to the old power too much, if I'm bugging, I'm bugging. Just let me know in the comments. But
we also got to remember that all these shows are intertwined too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not like out of
it's
the
not
realm
so far
for
fetched. It's not so far fetched.
Yeah, for that to be possible. All right. So how do you feel about Mary J. Blige in this, in her role in this?
I think she's overdoing it.
I don't think she's the right fit for this role.
I don't either.
Not for like a mob boss, cause queen.
She's just like not. No, she's not. She's not a. What can I say? How can I put it? She is like either she's overacting, or she's just not believable. It's not coming off natural. And you know what? I hate to say it, but I feel the same way about Method Man. He's not coming off natural.
Yeah,
like
his place
like
is not
Terry
a lawyer.
Silver and Proctor came off like natural lawyers.
Yeah.
I believed it. No, it doesn't matter if I've seen him in something else before. Coming off as natural lawyers. I mean, Method's getting better from the beginning.
For Mary J. Blige to be playing, she's supposed to be what Tasha's in jail for, a queenpin. Her husband's in jail, and she's running their organization right now. That's exactly what she's supposed to be right now. And she's like, no, she's not doing a very good job of it. Like, she doesn't have that queenpin ability actress. Like, I think they could have found somebody better than that.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
I agree.
But I think they could have found a better...
Mom,
yeah,
Monet, or...
A better queenpin.
Even the freaking fact when she's like, Buta, whatever she mm-hmm. said, like, say it in my face. Like,
yes.
It's just like, oh, God.
They're supposed to be, like, part Spanish. They don't look part Spanish.
At all.
Look like African-Americans. All the kids look like African-Americans. They don't look half Spanish. Definitely the ancestry doesn't match up.
God, it's so bad. It was so bad. I think Kane like rescued this scene, but God,
when he killed him,
he just beat him up pretty bad.
Yeah,
but her believability is so on zero right now.
Well, she also hasn't acted in anything in a while, so you know, she's a little rusty on the actor's part. But I think they could have found a better like queenpin to me. She seems like a housewife. She don't seem like she's the queenpin of a drug organization. She's running a whole drug organization while her husband's in jail. Like,
with the conjugal visits that any time he runs, like, he's got beer in his cell.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
But what prison is that ever going to be like that, though?
I mean, I guess when you're the boss, that things like that happen, but when did he become some kind of big-time boss?
Right.
When Tommy and Ghost were running drugs all through New York.
When Ghost was in jail, he didn't have beers.
Hell no.
He didn't get conjugal visits either.
No. No. It's just like, okay, now that's the man. And Teresi as well. Like, when Teresi was in there, he had privileges and was privileged. But he wasn't drinking
not like
beer.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't drinking beer. So when did, what's his name, Lorenz?
Yeah, I think it's Lorenz. Lorenzo,
so,
something like that.
When did
Tejada? He's the master Tejada. I don't know when he stepped up into the reins. It must have been in the 2 weeks that Ghost died and the season started. He he became this big kingpin in Queens in the 2 weeks that Ghost died and Power Book 2 started. So that's why I said it's all going to be intertwined. It's all going to be connected. He knows Tommy. He knows Ghost. There's no way that they don't. They had allegedly New York on lockdown, like we said in previous videos. So there's no way that Lorenz or Tommy and Ghost doesn't know Lorenz.
Mm-hmm.
So the awesome Method Man had a scene in this. And
oh,
he was sleeping with his paralegal.
Bev
Paula. He's sleeping with Paula. And we find out that Method Man is married. Paula's like, when they're leaving, she's like, "Oh, don't forget to put your ring back on. Marilyn won't be too happy."
So okay, that's what that. All right, I didn't peep that. Didn't peep that.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, she's mad because he's married.
Yeah.
But clearly she doesn't care if he's married.
Because he was leaving. Yeah. Like he smashed and was running because he had to go home.
That was a hit and run?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
He had to go home. And then that's when she's like, don't forget this. Like, don't forget your ring. Your wife won't be too happy if you come home without your ring on.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why, man?
Yeah.
Why?
Then we got his two professors. Like, the one is like a sex addict. But they're, like, clearly in love with each other, and they have this sexual tension that every time they see each other, they can't help but fucking. So, but she also is liking Tariq and wants to sleep with Tariq while he's also sleeping with other college students, too. Like, it's just, there's definitely a weird dynamic going on here.
Yeah. We will see.
Yeah.
We will see.
Now, what do you think?
I think that was kind of out of left field. Like, oh, okay, now meth smashing is paralegal, right? Like,
paralegal, yeah.
Like, meth smash, like, if that doesn't further the story or put anything to do with the story, I think that, I remember when Tate was smashing that, the guy that was running with him.
Yeah.
Helping him run. He was smashing his girl.
Yeah.
But that was a part of destroying Tate. Tate had to hit rock bottom before he, you know, If that meth smashing his paralegal doesn't further the story, I don't think that you should have things like that in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
But I guess they think he is furthering the story because he's supposed to be the one that gets Tasha off.
I don't see it.
But you don't think Tasha's gonna get out?
I don't know. We'll see.
You think, they've already Ghost has been renewed for a second season already. So it will be back for a season two. So I don't know how many seasons of this Ghost they're going to have, but it's definitely going to be another season after this.
Okay. Let's keep rocking.
Yeah.
All right. So after Meth, they had an ass shot of, ass shot of meth in it. Like, what was that all about? Like,
buns hanging out.
Yeah. What was that for?
I guess they're like, oh, Method Man bun, bare genitals. Yup. Yeehaw.
Meth, bare genitals. Hey, Meth, you want to bare your genitals? Yup.
Yeah.
And
they went to Tate and they made Tate. Not tell the truth about Ghost too.
Okay.
Tate was like, "What? James St. Patrick he was a murdering, lying drug dealer who fucked all around town and put hands on his wife." And they're like, "Well, correct, but you can't say that in court. Like, you can't say that."
But see, that's what I want to know. Why is the Democratic Party still protecting Ghost?
His image.
And his image. Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
They wouldn't be doing that if they weren't involved in his
or
cover
had
up.
An agenda or something like what is the agenda?
They
with
wouldn't
them?
Care. He's not a politician. He was never elected. He only ran for office, but he was never elected for anything. But yet they're still trying to protect his reputation. That's another big question. Why are they still trying to protect his reputation? They're trying to, like, he was an upstanding role model in the community.
Yeah,
never stopped giving. Like. That's what they want people, that's what they're trying to portray him as, that's what they want people to think. But there's a reason why. I mean, any other politician in this world that was murdered or killed off, the Democrats wouldn't care. They'd be like, oh, well, whatever. Tarnish his reputation. He's gone. He was never elected. Anyway, he's gone.
Wow. I mean, damn. You might be right. You might be right. You might be right about that. I mean.
But they're so, like, invested in making sure nobody.
So invested in protecting Ghost.
Nobody tarnishes his name at all.
So invested.
To the point where they, like, even went and blackmailed Tate.
They want
sure
everything to fall on Tasha.
Yeah.
Everything. So, which makes me still believe that Ghost is still alive. So, I'm not going to keep getting into that. We've done it too many times.
I believe he's alive, too.
But for some reason, the Democratic Party and the politicians are... is that the FBI? And the FBI are all fighting to protect Ghost's reputation. Yeah.
DNC.
So
I don't know what the DNC is. The DNC's lead and pushes the narrative of Ghost being an upstanding citizen.
Yeah.
And then they had, had Sachs on the stand too. And Blanca Rodriguez was telling it all about Sachs, how he put a bug in a child's, Proctor's daughter. He put a bug on her book bag that was out of warrant.
Yep.
And Blanca was telling the judge all kinds of stuff. If I find out that you're dirtying up this trial, like.
But Blanca got, like, you know, kind of like kicked off the seat because Sachs is like, well, you did it too.
Yeah, you were right there with me because she was fine with him being dirty
and telling lies
when it
about
her.
Yep. And having trying to have Dre tell lies to say that he saw things just to get a conviction.
Yeah, as long as it benefited her, she was down with it.
Uh-huh.
But now she's all spilling the beans, like, he wasn't even a district attorney at the time. He was nobody. He was fired. He was nothing. And she was the cop investigating him. Like, and she went to a fired attorney to help her. She said he planted the cell phone and everything,
which is all true. So that's why Meth wanted her kicked off the case, because it's like it's personal. It's personal and it's clearly conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's keep rocking. What else we got?
So what do you think is going to happen when Monet finds out that her and Tariq were making out in the college dorm? You know she's going to find out.
All right.
Drew knew what they were doing.
Wait.
He walked in. He's like, what's going on here?
Hold up. I was going to say this. What is Monet going to do when she find out that Drew was freaking taking a pipe in the tailpipe?
You know how it is when, I think she knows. That's why she went, when she saw the picture of the naked man that he drew, she went to him in the shower, like, don't forget, nobody has your back like your family. And no matter what, like, you always come home. No matter what happens, you always come home. But she has such a tight leash on her kids. That it's about, like, they're going to retaliate. They're going to...
Rebel.
It always happens. The daughter wants to go to college. I think Drew's going to want to go to college now. Kane's going to find out that his mom is sleeping with the cop. I just feel like it's all going to go down. Yeah, she's got such a tight leash on...
All her kids.
I wouldn't even say all of them. Just the two. She doesn't have that tight of a leash on Kane. It's just Drew and Diana that she really has the whip on, like, protected. She don't have that tight whip on Kane.
She's
just like, boy, you went and shot up that party. Really?
So you think she knows that Drew's gay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I think she knows. But, I mean, you know, like, if you've ever been around a gay person ever in your life, you knew before they actually told you that they were gay. You suspected that they were gay.
Right.
So she probably has suspicions.
Okay. All right. All right, I get it. All right, so Cooper Sachs's niece comes in
because
she gets caught trying to buy weed in Central Park.
Yes.
3 ounces for a party. So
Cooper Sachs has her go and spy on Tariq.
So he wants to know how Tariq is paying the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So he has his niece go to his high school niece or
his
whatever
college.
She is.
Yeah.
Go to the party.
Yeah.
And figure out what's going on.
And she starts buddying up with his partner, his roommate.
Yeah.
The guy he's dealing with.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, she's an undercover cop at this point.
Right. She's running back and telling Sachs everything.
So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah.
And then what else? What else do we have? What other action do we have in it? Like, this show is more storytelling, less action.
Well, it's middle of the episode. So, you know, they always calm down when it gets this episode 4. It'll be quiet for the next couple episodes before the action starts again towards the end of the season. So this is just like storytelling right now, building up the storyline. Tariq went to dinner with the girl from his class. What's her name? Lauren, I think. The black chick with the blonde hair. He went to dinner with Lauren because he was trying to get the canonical studies fellowship. He doesn't really want it, but he ended up going anyway. And there at dinner was both his professors. And then he ends up making out with Lauren in her bedroom. And then the doorbell rings, and it's her boyfriend, I guess, is there. Like, oh, what are you doing here, Jack? I don't know if that's...
Was that Lauren's boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yes.
Okay. After she was just smooching with Tariq.
As you were just smooching with my brother.
You smooching with everybody. Bony Bob, Phil, Cliff, Little Mo. So, okay. So, her boyfriend shows up. We'll see how that plays out. So, I mean, Tariq is basically in a love square. And he wants his smart chick and his ghetto chick, too.
You think that his like, love square triangle is going to affect his business?
No.
You don't think
his
so?
Business is booming. Oh, we forgot to say that his app idea was
very
a hit.
Successful,
was
yeah.
a hit.
I mean, it was a good idea. I'm sure somebody had created that at some point in time. That's where they got it from. But that is very smart. It's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come up with an app to sell study guides and
yeah.
drugs with it. Like, that was
Tutors.
Actually a really
yep.
good idea.
Tutors with drugs.
That was
perfect.
Yeah, that was a great idea. So somebody
perfect.
At some point in some college somewhere came up with that.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. All right, where are we at now? How does this show end? I mean, where are we at?
Well,
after.
I mean it kind of ended. Well,
action.
Yeah, it kind of ended with whoever his name is, Lauren, sent Tasha a text message in jail, like, oh, he made it through today. There's no problems. He's safe today. Kind of like a threatening message about Tariq.
Yeah.
Your son didn't fuck up today, so he's still alive.
So they're ready to kill
it.
Tariq. Like,
yeah.
How are you going to work for somebody that wants to kill you for every mistake you make?
Yeah. But we also forgot that he went to Method Man and paid him in cash.
Oh, yeah.
And then Paula was like, wait a minute, you're not... Why is he paying you in cash?
She wants to know where he's getting the money from.
Yeah, and he's like, who cares?
Meth don't care.
Yeah, he's like, it's not like it's coming from a shady LLC. So she goes and says something to him, asking him where he's getting his money. He says he stole it from his grandma.
I'm going for my grandma.
Yeah, I stole it from my grandma. And she's like, next time, put it through a shady LLC.
She tells him to do that?
Yeah. She tells him to get a bank account or...
Wait, what is she trying to set him up?
A cashier's check.
Is she trying to set him up?
I don't know. She told him to get a cashier's check or wire it through an LLC. Yeah.
Wow.
So then she's like, what'd she say? Like, if you need anything, or I can help you if you need help. And he's like, nobody can help me. And then she saw the gun in his bag.
Stupid. Tariq is stupid, but...
Yeah. Nobody can help me.
He's doing his best. So, all right, what do we got now? Are we at the end? That's basically the end.
We kind of went through everything that we need to go through, the important parts of the episode.
Okay.
So, that's the main thing. For all you listeners, think about it. Let us know.
What you guys think? Is Kanan's son? That's
yes.
the question. Leave him in
you're
the comments.
You're going to be like, oh, my God, no, he's not. These people are nuts. Until you actually sit back and think about it, and you're going to be like, you know what? It could be possible. Similarities, you know?
Uh-huh. It's all in the violence.
Yeah. That's like King could have been Kanan's son that he wished Sean was.
He's a Tejada, but he's definitely still not a Tejada.
Allegedly, he's a Tejada.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he could be adopted. We don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know.
We'll see.
You think Mary J's his mom, But I don't know.
She's clearly shown her whorish ways.
I'm on the edge. I don't know if she's his mom or if she's an aunt.
Yeah, she's
or
definitely
she's
his mom. She's his mom. I'm just wondering who. I think the dude in jail is not his dad. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like she don't protect him like she does the rest of them.
All right. Well, let's end that there. Let's subscribe to the channel on
YouTube. YUN9SLIM. Donate to the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. Buy a t-shirt, barbershoptalkradiostore.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM 1224. If you follow us on Blog Talk Radio, it'll notify you when we're on, 516-387-1879. And if you follow us on Blog Talk Radio and it notifies you when we're on, you can call in and let us know what you think on our next show. Is Kane Kanan's son? Or tell us in the comments on YouTube. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, blogtalkradiostore.com. That's barbershoptalkradiostore.com.
We get a t-shirt.
That's Barbershop Talk Radio on the Cash App.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up. Thank you guys for listening.
And we'll see y'all next time.
On the next time.
Peace.
Peace. All right, that was pretty short and sweet.